welcome to this first episode to the Shimmericus podcast. I'm your host, Ken Park, and before starting anything, I would like to ask you a question. What is up? Is everything fine? Then we can go. So, I'm quickly going to explain the concept as it is the first episode. So, you ask random question, whatever it is, and I get you creative answer. So, this is right off the bat inspired by the What If podcast. So, if you know it, it is a really, really amazing podcast where it's more on the scientific side, and here it's just like random. It's just me and the 12 people in my head answering your question the funniest way possible, or literally just what comes out of my mind. Today's question is inspired by John Hill, one of my favorite person on earth, and it is: what if you suddenly became Asian? I'm going to tell you something. Some cliches are going to be talked about. I'm not racist at all. I don't want to offend anyone. I'm probably going to say some bullshit. Now that you're aware of that, and if you still want to stick with me, let's go. I think it's really, really weird. Like, first of all, there is the noticing process. Like, I'm not going to wake up and be like, oh, I feel Asian today. I don't think that is definitely not gonna happen. So, I guess I will discover like 1 hour and a half after I wake up, just because like I see myself like in my phone or in the mirror, and I think I would have a very mature response to it, which will probably be like, ah! I mean, like, you are looking into a mirror, or you are seeing your reflection. You're supposed to see yourself, and you see someone else. End of the story. That's it. I'm going to need pills after that, because there's no way I can like act normally after seeing such a thing. But anyway, let's just say I do. It's really weird just saying Asian, because it's such a very wide part of the world. Like, I don't know anything, but I think there's at least 2 billion Asian people, and there are so many, many culture, and it's kind of really annoying to say, oh, just Asian. It's like when someone from America say, oh, he's from Europe. Bro, there's like 30 countries in Europe. Just, you cannot just say Europe. Anyway, I already woke up as an Asian person, so let's say that I'm a mix of everyone. I'm born from an orgy anyway. First cliche, like, the size of the peepee. It might sound really, really ridiculous, but like, as every man, this is like the most primitive thing that you will start to do. Like, is everything in place? Because I don't want to be born as, I don't want to wake up as someone else and my pride is cut by half. Because I don't want to buy a truck right now. That's on to do list. All joke apart, I think I will definitely, I will still do that, even if it is very, very cliche. Then I thought about it, and I think I would go to an Asian restaurant and read the menus in Asian, like this, in Japanese or Chinese, because it would be so fun. Like, if it is not the menu and it's just like random thing written, because I don't know if it's a real story or not, but I've heard about that, that some shoes, instead of written made in China in it, it's written like help me or some stuff like that, and it will be really, really fun. Like, instead of I want this Pork so day, like it's literally just written, you dumb white ass. I wouldn't even be mad. I would just be like, that is fun. That is a really fun thing. Then on the less fun part, I'm not white, but I've never experienced racism. I'm from Luxembourg, small country in Europe, and everything is just pretty nice there, and there's a blend of cultures, a mix of course, that it makes that you don't face like racism and stuff. And I feel like one of the thing, if you are Asian, it as you're looking like really different from a European person, you might get that trouble and that will suck. But as I never experienced, I experienced it once. Actually, I'm going to tell the story because it's really fun. I was in Brussels with my parents in an African restaurant. So it's just like a routine when we go to Brussels. Sorry about that. It's just a routine when we go to Brussels. We go always to the same African restaurant. My parents love that. And it was pretty late, it was like 10:30. We were the three only last customer in the restaurant, and then comes a group of 15, 20, 25, I don't know, a lot of people. All black. I mean, obviously you're in a black restaurant, and it was probably for an event. I don't know if it was for a wedding, a party, or whatever. Anyway, just they set up the table, very long table. Everybody sit down. And we were the three only white people in the room, surrounded, not surrounded, but like with, let's say, 25 black people. And nothing happened. That's not the point. It's just that for the first time of my life, I really felt like, oh, so that's what being a minority feel like? Oh, that's not a pleasant feeling. And I feel like, as an Asian in our Western country, culture, you probably feel a bit like that. And if it is like, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize for everyone, for all the Western people that make you feel like that. I really apologize. But on the other side, I would also really like to experience the Asian community aspect, because I don't know if I'm true about that, but I feel like there is a huge community aspect. It's more maybe in the Chinese side. I just know that if you're Chinese, you're coming here, you're more likely to find a community. I mean, it's probably easier for you. On the other hand, it is very hard to get out of it. Other really fun story. This is turning into a podcast that is way more serious than I expected. But anyways, I'm going to try to make it the last serious anecdote. I was working, and there was a guy coming for an internship. He was Asian, and he just say Asian. I don't know if he was Chinese or anything, but I know his parents had a restaurant. And I had to talk with him, and it was so sad because I already knew, like, my poor guy, you can make all the internship on earth. You are going to work in that restaurant for the end of your life, and that's it. You have no choice. That's it, and that is so sad. Why do I talk about that? Is there a community aspect? I don't know. Here is that story for your ears or for your eyes. If you're watching, guys, please tell me from which platform you're seeing or watching this, if someone does. I think there is a lot of cliche about Asian people. I only know them through John Hill, especially. Like I told you, he's one of my favorite person on earth. If you don't know him, he's a vlogger. He's an entrepreneur. He is a lot of things, really a lot of things, and he is half American and half Korean. Now, my knowledge about Asian culture, like I said before, is not that big. I know a bit of Korea because I've been interested in Korea, like lately. I've been watching movies, hearing songs, and it's just I'm just like, hey, this looks interesting. I want to know more about it. I want to maybe potentially go there. China, I just know like what everyone knows about China, which is food in some region. There is a different languages, a bit about the history, Japan. I know the same thing like everyone. Sushi come from Japan, and that's one of the only thing I know. I know a bit about what happened during the Second World War, because just its culture, and I mean, I'm pointing interest towards that. But that's pretty crazy, because what I feel is that even if there is a community aspect, it's a community that comes here, but that doesn't blend that easily. Which, imagine if I suddenly wake up Asian, I don't know about, it's not because I wake up like that I know about the culture, but I'm not really fitting in. Am I saying shit right now? I guess that I do still fit in that white culture, but part of me will not. Which is really weird, and now I start actually to understand what happened in minority's head. Like, there is, you are in an in-between that is really, really nerve-wracking. And like, it's mental, because I understand that you don't know who you are anymore. Bro, this is too deep and not funny enough. Unicorn! Anyway, no, wow, it's so hard to continue talking about that, because now I'm like really thinking about that aspect of the question. I had to cut the podcast, my mind was going too deep. I'm going to continue a bit about the cliches. I think everyone has that cliche of Asian being very clever and especially good in mathematics, but I'm going to tell you right off the bat, this comes from the education and maybe from the culture of pushing your kids to do their best and just of your ethnicity. So it's not because I just wake up like that I'm going to be suddenly more clever. I wish it was the case. It will resolve a lot of my problems. But like, it's obviously not going to happen. I think also it's really weird to put yourself in this position, because there's not a lot of coverage from that aspect. There is a lot of movie where a white person wakes up as a black person, but never from the opposite side. Also, when I think about it, like, never like a black guy waking up as a white person, which could be a very fun movie also. But this is also because I'm surrounded by white culture, I'm surrounded by European culture, Occidental culture, Western culture. I wonder if this exists in Asian country, for example, if there is a movie of an Asian guy waking up as a white guy, or if in Africa there exists a movie about a black guy waking up as a white guy. It will be really, really fun. But also, this is the kind of movie that you make because literally you don't have anything else to do, and they probably have other things to care about. I mean, in Africa, in Asia, and we probably should too. Because even if this movie exists, is there a rarely the best movie? Like, I don't remember being that good a movie. Oh, there is actually, when I think about it, I don't remember the name of it, but it's a movie with Terry Crews, And he, like, Terrico's big, black, jacked guy. And he plays a blonde, white woman in the movie. Which is, yeah, that was a fun movie. This is, like, not the best movie ever. Like, yeah, it's definitely a fun movie. I'm totally drifting away from the original topic. But it's also because I think that we answered the question. It was not as fun as planned, and I'm really sorry about it. But in this case, it makes you think a bit deeper about how you treat people around you, and that you don't have to forget that there's a lot of thing that is not defined by the way you look, and it's why most of our cliche is not founded for people that are born here with our culture. Like, I'm talking from second or third immigrant generation. There is some cliche that are true for the people that are directly coming from the country. I'm probably going to edit that out because I'm like trying to find some words talking about something that is super serious, not offending anyone, in a language that is not my native language. But I'm traveling around Europe. This is not my room, so probably in the next few episodes, if you're watching on YouTube, the background is going to change. But I can tell you that some cliche about some nation's country are true, but it is because I'm seeing the people in their own country. And a lot of people that comes in a certain country adapt, and then those cliche are not true at all anymore. Yeah, I think that was the point I was trying to say. I'm hungry, which is not normal. I've ate 2 hours ago. Anyway, guys, tell me if you like this type of content. It was probably a bit messy, but it is only the first episode. And as you might have understood it, I need your question to go further. So if you have a very random question, like, this was not that random, but you can literally ask me whatever, like, what if Hamburger were a motorcycle rider? Or well, if you have a more serious question, that's also fair. But whatever go across your weird mind is very welcome in this show, the Shimmercast podcast, brought to you by me, myself, and I, and the whole country that is in my head full of weird people. Just also tell me from which platform you are listening. If someone is, see you very soon. Take care, guys.